Sam, how you doing today? What's new?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, my friend. All kinds of good things are going on.
Well, tell us.
Well, first of all, I'm a little concerned because Donald Trump was telling us that the war would only take a couple of weeks. Now we're, 27 days into it, so it's almost been 4 weeks. And as far as I can tell, we're ratcheting it up big time. They say a U.S. rapid force, it's a rapid strike force, is moving into the region. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't send paratroopers unless you're planning for something more than talking. And what's interesting is when we were talking before, we decided to bomb Iran, and now we're supposedly talking again. And what I think is Donald Trump is being made a fool on the national stage right now, or international stage, I should say. The Pentagon is sending about 3,000 82nd Airborne troopers to the region. I don't know if you know, but the 82nd Airborne is the U.S. Immediate Response Force. Their goal is airfield seizures, evacuations, or combat directly. The U.S. also has about roughly 2,500 Marines headed there. So, now you got 5,000 plus troops in the region. There's no official announcement of ground combat, but you look at that and go, okay, well, Trump threatened, hey, if you guys don't stop blocking the Strait of Hormuz, then we're going to go ahead and take out all your desalination plants or whatever. So, hey, no water for anybody. And the Iranians just laughed and said, okay, here's a list of what we'll take out if you do that. Now, there's only one reason the Iranians would publish a list like that. They're so confident we can't stop them that they'll even publish a list. And when they've got the Strait of Hormuz blocked, hey, we said we could, unblock that. Nobody would come to our aid. So now what we've got is a Mexican standoff, Jack, as far as I can tell. And I don't see anything but the war escalating because the Iranians are simply mocking Donald Trump. So Donald Trump then went, oh, crap, that's your list. I guess we're going to stall the 48 hours. Now we're going to have 5 days and we're in talks. Well, then Donald Trump said, we're in talks. And the Iranians said, no, we're not. Okay, now who do you believe? And so we've got a real problem on our hands. And I'm not telling you that the Iranians can beat us, but I am telling you when they have $35,000 drones running around and we spend millions of dollars blocking what their drones can do, they're going to run us out of money and ammunition and munitions. And if we're not very careful, the American people are going to lose the stomach for the war. It's going to expand, not decrease. I'm just telling you right now, Trump tries to play hardball. And at first he says, I'm going to go super hard and then I'm going to back off. That's his, art of the deal strategy. With the Iranians, it's not working. They're backed by the communist Chinese and by the Russians, and they've got a lot of capabilities that we must have either underestimated or we really want an all-out war. Not sure which, but I'm fearful this might turn into World War III. Now, I pray that it doesn't, but when you arm up and make threats like that and they call your bluff, you look like a fool on the international stage. And I'm not trying to attack President Trump, but I am saying, that doesn't go well when you say, hey, we'll just take out your water. And they laugh and go, fine, here's a list of the water we'll take out. You do this and it's virtual Armageddon. And so Trump had to back off from that. That does not make him look good. And if we start putting troops on the ground, I mean, is it the beginning of World War III? Will we ever be able to stop? And then the question becomes, hey, they've been talking about conscription for the last year or two in Congress. Is that next? I mean, what's happening here? Will Congress give Trump more money? Trump made it sound like he could stop the war at any time. Like, hey, we've absolutely decimated everything they've got. And my response is they got the Strait of Hormuz closed. And now they're saying, here's a list of what we'll take out if you play games. I don't think they're out of munitions. I don't think they're out of capabilities, not even close. And so I don't mean to take the Iranian side by any stretch, but I mean to be real about the discussions. We're being lied to on all sides of the equation. Are they in talks or not? And we can't even answer that question with an honest, straight face, Jack.
I agree with you 100%, Sam. I hate to say it, but it's the most disastrous decision any president that I know of has ever made. It's an unprovoked attack, and now look what we've got ourselves into. Can you say Vietnam? And the thing you just mentioned is that we're out of ammunition, according to everyone everywhere. We were out of ammunition back in 24 when we were sending ammunition to Ukraine. And we're told at that time there was a report saying the United States does not have enough ammunition to fight a war of its own. So they took 2 years and made no ammo. I don't know. This is what we get, I guess, for following Israel into a war. But I'm looking for it right now to be, as you said, something terrible. We've got oil prices going through the roof. Fertilizer is in short supply.
Everything we as Americans receive is by diesel, by train or by truck, take your pick. But diesel brings you everything to your Walmart that you're counting on, people. And I'm telling you right now, that's going to go through the roof. And you say, don't worry, we'll get Venezuelan oil, or don't worry, we'll do this or do that. We may. But at the same time, can we back out of this war? And I'm afraid Israel and Iran will not let Trump back out of this war, I don't think.
I think it's going to be tough. And, you know, we have a government that's insolvent. I don't know if you saw that story this morning or yesterday, but it's been announced the U.S. government, it was by the Treasury, is now officially insolvent. $47 trillion of current debt with $4 trillion backing it. At the same time, Trump's asking for $200 billion more for this war. No end in sight. Inflation, high fuel prices. This is a decision.
Don't worry, Jack. I'm going to put on my headlamp and go into Fort Knox here pretty soon. I'm telling you, it's coming.
It's empty. I'm sorry, Sam. Don't bother to waste your time. It's already gone. So.